Yes. Yes, queens.
Day she'll make you say, oh my god, she got the scoop on pop culture news. So grab a drink, it ain't what you think, it's Sarah and the crew.
Yes, you guys, welcome to the podcast post Christmas. We're all dealing with a Christmas hangover. Did you not get what you wanted? Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
I mean, another disappointing Christmas.
Coal was in my stack, and how about yours?
No, coal is not good for the economy anymore. I got paper straws. Now, you know that the ultimate asshole gift is the stainless steel straw. It's like, oh, gee,
yes.
Thanks. Like, I got several of those. Yeah.
But it's trending so much. Like, everybody talks about it.
They're great for the environment.
Save the turtles. I have my, they buy a Starbucks cup, which is plastic, and then they proceed to put their metal straw in there. I mean,
the biggest national disaster would be if that video turned out to be fake, where they pulled that plastic straw out of that turtle's nose and it started bleeding. Like, if we find out that shit was all staged, because that literally everybody in the world saw that, and now we all have to drink out of paper and stainless steel, which awesome on the stainless steel straw. Yeah, I got like five of them in my stocking. That's what mine was filled with.
Genius.
Yeah, great.
But you're like every other influencer.
Oh my God. He's like, thanks a lot. Here's my problem though. Now you have to like get some sort of like, you can't really clean the stainless steel.
It's so hard. Now you have to make a cleaner for, and I, that's my new invention.
Now, and that's going to go up the turtle's nose. So where are we at?
We've gone around in a cycle, folks.
We've gone around a cycle. Now everyone needs a wire cleaner that's going to end up, you know, the turtle's going to snort that. Then you're going to have some scientist rip that out of the turtle's nose. What are we going to do then?
I love how the paper straws look, but they get soggy within. I mean, you got to slurp that
completely.
Drink.
The other night, we were all like out for drinks.
Yes.
Paper straws, they were like bent in 16 different places by the time you get on your second drink. You're literally.
It's like a pixie stick straw. You know those pixie sticks?
And then it like has a bunch of holes in it. You're like trying to suck through the holes. It's crazy. You're like, okay, well, fuck it. I'll just drink from the glass. Like, it's over.
Yeah, and get sickness from everybody else who drank from it. But I still support it. I'll get, you know, the tumble. I'm not going to bring around a metal straw. I'll lose that shit and so fast.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
How are you doing? How is life?
I'm amazing. My brother was in town with his fiance. So, and I did, of course, a cheese board. And then we had she found this recipe. It was like coquito, which is a Spanish thing. It's like eggnog, spiked eggnog. We
love
it every Christmas. And
usually
Christmas has been very quiet in our house. I always wanted a big family. My mom only had two kids. And I was a twin. Twin died in my mom's stomach. I ate the twin.
What?
Yeah.
What? How are we finding this out over the Christmas holiday? What?
I know. I forget who I tell. I thought I already told you. Twins are very prevalent in my family. I was a twin.
Are you telling me that you had a twin?
I swallowed whole a baby.
What?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. The baby must have been like super tiny. This is when it's like micro. You guys are basically cells. Like you
first
ate the
and
cell.
Second trimester. It was at 3.5 months.
How big are you at 3.5 months? Oh my God, I gotta Google this.
I'm not really sure. Merry Christmas, everybody. I ate a baby.
I have fucking died. Is anyone else dying?
Nobody's dying, just you.
How big is a baby at 3.5 months?
Well, you don't eat the baby really. You kind of just suck all the nutrients. Like I was a hefty mofo in them stomach.
Oh my God. Okay, well. Wait, is this a child or is this a lizard? I'm not really sure, but that apparently is what you look like. At that age, you ate your other.
The ultrasound is really crazy because there's two sacs, a very healthy sacs. I guess my mom had an ultrasound around 1 month.
Oh.
You know, you go every month. And then by the 3.5 month to 4th month, there was my sac and then there was another sac and it was just like wasting away into my sac.
Oh my God.
Well, you're miscarrying. And she's like, what? And they're like, but we just realized that you actually had twins, but one child's still alive. So,
wow.
Yeah. And they gave her the option to abort. This was 24 years ago. They're like, one of your sacs is still alive, but do you want to abort that? She's like,
absolutely not. Like, we know Carol.
My mom. Oh, God. Don't even mention. No. Let's not even talk about abortion.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. We don't even talk about it in my house.
I'm sure your mom. Oh, my God. I would love to know her feelings. Oh, my Lord.
So anyway, I say all that to say I wish I had a bigger family. I was supposed to have three. There's supposed to be three kids in the house, but it's just two. My brother was in it with his wife fiance last year. So it was just my mom, my dad, and me at Christmas last year. And it was
Must have been a quiet Christmas.
Oh, I hated it.
Was it really bad?
Nobody was excited. I ran downstairs. Nobody's there. You know when your kid reaches like 18, you don't even go downstairs anymore. You're like, oh,
everyone sleeps in until like 10 a.m. Everyone's like, are we getting up at 6 and doing a big breakfast? No.
So this year it was so much better. We made drinks. My mom was in much better spirits because both kids were there. When it's just me, she's like, oh, fuck. It's just you.
She definitely loves Enrique like a little more. It's so funny.
He's the golden
that
child.
Explains why you're so tall. You ate another person. There's basically two people in you.
Well, that's why people say that I'm good at impressions, because I actually have another soul in me. And so I just absorbed all of his personality.
You think he was a boy?
A boy girl twins run in my family. My cousin has one. I was one. And we have another. My great grandmother had boy girl twins.
Holy shit. Okay, way to spring this on us, like Christmas holiday. Wow.
I know.
You could have been like, we could have been talking about this all the time. Come to find out, you ate your twin and you were a twin. Is anyone else blown away? Okay, boy.
Whenever I do
my stand up. I don't even know what's going on right now.
That's whenever I want to do stand up, I want to start it as like, I ate my twin.
You're going to have so much good stand-up. Like, I can't wait for this stand-up class that we're going to do. Or, like,
improv,
whatever you do. I can't
wait.
I'm
so excited.
Because you are going to have endless. Like, I'm going to get up there. I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to talk about. Hey, guys.
Oh, please. You pull shit out of your ass. I swear. When we did the live show and we all had to do stand-up, I didn't even know you guys. Everybody was like, I didn't even plan for this. And their set was longer than mine. I was like, oh.
Oh, my
kudos.
Set was like 5 minutes. Those two, like
ours too.
Danny and Paul went on for like 25 minutes. They, like, told their whole life story in stand-up. I was like, if I can squeeze out 5 minutes, I told four fucking jokes and someone like booed one of mine. They were like, why are you bringing it up? I was like, bitch, I'm doing my stand-up set. Thanks.
That was the best.
Why are you bringing it up?
Why are you making it relevant again? It was so good. I love it.
Because it's stand-up, but yet no one seems
to
get that.
Self-deprecating,
like,
but okay. Yeah. How was your Christmas?
I mean, it was amazing. I'm just
your
like.
Your Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Oh. I know you keep it. You know, I have second ornament on there now. I gotta post a picture.
You really do.
You really hate that Christmas tree.
God, it grew by the day. We have two Christmas trees. You just need to like be better at decorating. Like, be a little bit more festive.
I know. It's really sad because like I feel like people do want a snapshot into my life.
Yes.
And then when I posted that tree, I feel like people unanimously were like, oh, like we thought you had it so together until we saw that tree. Like three
oh, I love
people.
It.
Like normally when I post something, I get like, I don't know, several dozen messages. Like when I posted that tree, I think I got two people. They were like, where'd you get it? Everyone else was like, hard pass.
Like CVS on sale.
Oh,
that's
my God.
What it looks like.
Whole Foods. We got the little baby tree.
Oh, I forgot. It's actually real.
Yes.
Nice.
All
okay.
These other people put up these fake white trees that don't exist.
Yes, you're right.
I'm like, you're putting this crap up inside. Everyone knows it's fake. Your white tree does not have natural snow. BS.
They're pretty, but yeah, yours is just small and real.
Yes. I mean, like, I'm like living life. I'm like, you know, I mean, tiny little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
You know
and
what?
It's
I still
all
love
about
it.
What's under the tree. You know,
was it hard to buy for Dan this year? After 5 years, I mean, I feel like.
Actually, this year I do have to say, like, I feel like this is the first year that we've sort of lost the Christmas magic, if you will, because we.
Do you wear same matching PJs?
Definitely no, we haven't
not.
Gotten that bad, but we will get there. Like once the baby comes, we will all be that family. And I look at the dads, like I go through the Instagram and I look at the couples that dress together. And I'm like, the dad looks so awkward. It just doesn't look good. Like it just is like a dad usually in a size, you know, too small. You can see his nuts through the pajama pants. And I'm like, can't you order an extra large for this guy so we don't see his nutsack through these Star Wars pajamas?
It's inevitable because they're like softy, you know, the whole full body suits.
Oh, God,
the onesies.
Yes. I've seen that too. And then they're like, they have massive moose knuckles. I'm like, dudes, what the fuck? How about unzipping it and pulling it down slightly?
It's a mess.
A mess. Put the kid inside, like in front of your nuts so we don't have to see it.
Stand behind your wife and child.
Yes. Oh, my God. No, this is the first Christmas, though, we've gotten to the point where we literally like bought each other's Christmas gifts in front of each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we wrapped them and it was like there was. I do have one surprise gift, though. It's back ordered. It won't be in until the 1st of January. So I'm really excited to surprise him with that. And he doesn't listen. So this is signs that you're married.
Yeah.
I got him a vegetable bowl, like a, you know, like
a salad serving bowl.
No, like, you know, a fruit bowl, like a fruit dish that you have out on your counter.
Yes.
Okay. So this one is a fruit dish where it has like a thing where you hang your bananas.
Got it.
And then it has a tray where all of your ripe, ready to eat fruit is. And then there's also a bowl where the kind of the cover sits on top.
Okay.
And then in the bowl is all your fruit that's not ready to eat because it's not ripe. And then you just move it up per layer, like when it's ready.
God, you got to have a lot of time on your hands. You're like, this one looks almost ready, but not quite. This avocado is a little too hard.
You know what will get him going is this hyper-organized fruit bowl.
He's so organized. Oh, my God. And his lunches. We've talked about it again and again. He's so OCD about his lunches. He has like 15...
No, I know. I know.
Glass containers that he takes for lunch every day. I'm like, what do you eat? 15 meals?
Everything is in a little compartment. Like, everything is in a little.
I wish I had time for that.
Oh, my carrot sticks. Like, they're in one they're little in thing. One.
Then
like,
the hummus.
Why don't you just throw it together? It's all going down like the same tube. Like,
God.
I know.
I'm lucky if I find a matching top and bottom to my, my Tupperware. Every morning, it's a shit show trying to find stuff.
We have so many stories to get to. I don't blame you. Oh, my God. I'm really obsessed with this aunting, like more parents.
Yes.
I know. Isn't this fascinating? Aunting is the new child-free and why more women are loving it. We got to talk about that. We've also got to talk about Leah Remini. Of course, you probably know her. Are you into that show, by the way, at all?
Leah Remini Scientology show?
Yeah. On A&E?
I haven't watched it yet, but I watched her on Wendy, and I thought it was riveting. I love her.
She says it's so
I
good.
I have mixed feelings about her. I don't know what to think, really. But
really?
I,
of Leah Remini?
Well, because the whole Scientology thing, and you wonder how somebody can get into it. But then after the fact, now that she's coming out and she's explaining it all and being transparent, I love that. And I love that she comes from, you know, I love Italians.
Oh, well, she says that certain celebrities do this when she's around now, since she's done the Scientology show. So we'll get into that. And then here are the most common reasons that people broke up with the one that got away. You ever feel like in your life you've had the one that got away? See, I have like a couple times.
Really? I always think I'm going to break up with...
Professional baseball player.
Hello? Why the fuck? We, in a previous show, we talked about bagging billionaires and... We had a millionaire.
He wasn't a billionaire.
Ability.
I don't even know that he's really playing much anymore, but he was engaged at the time that I fell in love with him, and I thought we were going to be madly together. Meanwhile, P.S.
And he cheated on his fiance with you?
No, we never actually hooked up. He wanted me to come to New York where he was living. Like, I met him here. He used to play for the Nats. I met him
here. Bryce Harper, we just don't know.
No, it was not Bryce Harper. No, that would be like, oh, please. I'd be like, I'd be still hanging on to that. I'd get on a fucking reality show with that. Like, I'd be like, used to date Bryce.
And that's all that I'm famous for. And now.
No, this guy, I feel like, I don't even think people would really know him. But he was like a good pitcher for a hot second.
You know that baseball money is real, Sarah.
Yeah, he like got legit money. So he invites me to New York. And then I end up talking to a friend of mine who works in media. And she's like, I think he's engaged. And sure enough, I did more digging and he was. And I never went to New York. So I don't know what would have been.
So,
and then he like hit me up like months later. He's like, why didn't you ever come to New York? And I was a lot younger. So I don't know why I didn't just say, because I heard you were engaged. I just said, oh, I just got busy with work. Like, wish you well. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Well, like, they weren't married. Like, maybe I could have gone.
Yes.
Fallen madly in love.
Living in a Soho penthouse.
Been a baseball biatch. Traveling the world.
They never have wives of baseball players. We need that to start that reality
show.
Yeah,
the wives of baseball. I could have been doing that as a reality show and been with him. And then, boom. The one that got away.
Wow.
I thought about him for a long time.
Interesting.
Now I'm over it.
Now
I kind of stalk him every once in a while on Instagram, and he seems like he's happy with that wife and kids. So obviously it worked out. And he said like three kids.
Well, that's great. Well, we'll have to
is
see it work
really
out.
Is it really great? I don't think it
really
is.
You are the one with the, you lost out there, but he looks happy. Like, he looks great, Sarah. Yeah. Let's be happy for him.
So I want to know why people have these common, you know, ones that got away.
Because grass is always greener on the other side, and you always think that it would have been better with them because your life sucks at the moment or something. And you start thinking about the past, about when you had the perfect. I just haven't dated enough. I've met a lot of great guys while I was in a relationship, and that's never happened to me before. And when I meet these guys, I'm like, God, what would it be like to date you? Like, would he even be into me? But, you know, of course, I have to firstly say, no, I'm in a relationship. And then it's over from there. They never show any interest in me. So I should stop saying that I'm in a relationship and see how that goes.
Oh, it'll all like, I mean, Iggy's a good guy and he's hot. It'll all like take its course. Like, but you guys are young. You are young.
Yeah,
it's
that's
hard.
What I always think. He told me to follow my dreams. He said he would wait for me if I decided to go to New York. And he said he wants to support me forever. He says we even can talk less. And but then I got
this
a little.
This seems like a lie. Okay, what? That seems like, okay. He's like,
then I got really skeptical.
Less.
He's like, if you, because sometimes I get so overwhelmed that I feel, okay, you know, when you're dating somebody and you don't have time to date somebody because I have like five jobs. And so he tells me, I know like you want to spend all the time together, but just move to New York. New York, and you know, we can just even go like days or like weeks without talking while you get your career going. And at first I was like, God, that is so thoughtful. And then I'm like, actually, you're cheating on me. Bloody. Like, this, how easy would it be to do a long distance relationship for a dude? Just like, cheat on me all the time, fuck other girls in his apartment, with his birds and his dog. I don't know who else is.
That is the greatest. Yeah. Like,
he's like, I don't want to impede you from following your dreams. And I know you belong in New York. But he moved here to the DMV for me. So it's a lot for me to ask for him to move to New York with me now.
Oh my God, that is the best like letdown, like I'm slowly dumping you I've ever heard in my life.
You know
what? I support you so much. We're not going to speak, actually.
Yeah, he's like, you get so overwhelmed. So just, you know, have days where know that I'm not cheating. He told me like, I would love people to write in about this.
Well, okay, well, yeah, please. Everybody does. They'll definitely weigh in.
Yeah, so he called me, and because he said, I know you really want it. We had a big fight because I got blackout.
Recently,
okay. Right. And then this kind of sparked this conversation. Like, do you think we need to go on a break? This is him. Asked me if I wanted to move to New York. He's like, I know this is a big thing that you wanted to do. You need to do it for your career. And I support you 100%. I'm willing to do a long distance relationship again. We've done long distance before, and I was not good at it because... Long distance is hard for me. You don't see them. And so when you don't get a text or a call from them, you think they don't think about you, but really they're thinking about you, but they're just busy and they're doing their lives.
I live with Dan and it feels like long distance. I really do. I'm like, I'm never close enough to you.
Oh my God.
I could honestly. So true. Yeah. I have like stalker issues or something. I'm like, this might be why the baseball player was like, deuces.
I'm in New York, but he told you to come. So it's really
He didn't tell me he was engaged.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was waiting for you to come and then he would break
off. Oh, my God. Don't even tell me because I now feel like missed opportunity. Okay. That, like, I can't even think about it.
You could be living.
But then I feel
like
if we were really meant to be together, like, even though he had the kids and the wife, he'd probably still try to, like, hit me up. So that kind of, like, you know.
A little red flag.
Yeah, like, I've never really heard from him again. So I feel like he was just had a rotation of people that he was hooking up with prior to getting engaged, but seemed like he was still going to go on and marry her.
Hmm.
I don't know. But wait, get back to you. What do you want people to weigh in on? This is like way more fascinating because I love what Iggy's strategy is here.
I know.
We'll do long distance again. Don't need to speak to you. Go chase your dreams. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'll be here with my menagerie of pets.
Yeah. Like, it's my zoo. Yeah. No, I just want people to write in if a guy has let them go. Go follow their dreams. Have you ever let a guy go or, you know, whatever your relationship is and you've done long distance for you to follow your dream? Was it hard? Are they actually trying to break up with you? Is this a sneaky way to cheat on you while you're in New York City? Like, this is immediately what my thought went to. And I was like, wow, that's really thoughtful of you. Thank you for letting me go follow my dreams. He's like, yes, of course. Like, I'll give you as long as you need. We don't have to break up. We can just be long distance. And, you know, you make the rules. So I essentially would make the rules. But it'd be so hard.
What? This guy sounds like he's just like rolling over like whatever you want to do. What is happening?
I don't get it.
You got to figure it out. If you want a man's perspective on it, there's a plan behind this.
Okay, what is it? Is he trying to break up?
Yeah, what's the plan?
He's hoping that you will slowly forget about him with your busy life so that he doesn't have to be the bad guy and be the one that cuts the cord.
I don't know. I mean,
the other thing is,
though, he's young too. He's super young. Is he 24?
He's 25, and I've mentioned like we should take a break and just see if we. But he thinks if we take a break, he's like, why don't we just break up? I'm like, well, because there might be hope that we are the ones for each other, but we both need to live our lives as like 20-year-old single people. But
you guys want to talk to my therapist? Like, we've still been going, and like we're going strong. You know, I mean, but it takes a lot of therapy.
And I had a thought about what Louise said, but. Yeah,
you gotta figure this out.
You gotta figure this out. I don't know. I guess I just need to. The thing is, so he paid over $500 for a ticket for my brother's wedding, which is in February, and that was to me a big way to. He's very stingy. He likes to make money and doesn't like to spend it. You know, date night for us is a big deal. When we go out, you know, it's like, wow, we're going out to dinner tonight. Wow.
He has like a legit job now. He ought to loosen the purse strings.
Oh my God. You should see his parents, though. I mean, they have saved and saved and saved. They have an amazing life now.
Okay.
But I think that's just where he gets it from. But he like has anxiety when we go to like a big sports event because, you know, drinks, beers are like $10. He's like, dude, like, and he's from upstate, so beers there are like $4. And he's like, the beers here are $12.
So he goes to a Nats game. It's a $13 Bud Light. He's like shitting his pants. Yes, yes. Wow, this guy's like so uptight.
So when I look at him, I'm like, you didn't get me one? He's like, the beers are $13. I'm like, I know, get two. It'd be 26. Let's do the math here. And he's like, no. So I say all that because the wedding is very expensive. It's in Mexico. And he made the payment. Like, he bought his own plane ticket.
He clearly loves you. It's just that all I can say is, and maybe you guys are meant to be together. I have no, believe me, like, no one should ever take relationship advice from me. My God, you've known me. I mean, I'm so high and low. One minute, Dan and I are moving in. We're moving out. I mean, it has been such a roller coaster. We're on, we're off, you know, please. I'm hooking up. I'm having cyber sex with so-and-so. It's crazy. So anyway, like, you can't take advice from me, but right. I will say this, like, you do change a lot between the ages of 25 and like 30, early 30s.
Yes.
You really do go through a life transformation. And some people can like hang with each other and like they grow together, but I don't know. It's awfully tough. Like, you want to experience. But he does really love you, I gotta say. I mean, I can't tell, though. He's pretty crazy about you.
I can't tell. I've always asked him, how would you break up with a girl? And he would do it. He said he would do it without them knowing it. And I'm like, that is so
okay, well,
sneaky.
That seems like what he's doing. Yes. You can go to New York, pursue your dreams, and I'll never call you.
Exactly. He's like, we can take, you know, we can talk every other day if that helps you get stuff done. He thinks I'm very distracted by him and like I almost love him and I feel bad. I always do stuff for other people and not myself. So I would stay in the DMV for him and not go to New York when I really should. So he's telling me.
You wouldn't do that, right? I mean, really, if anyone, you're staying for your parents. But
right.
They're being more and more like, hey,
supportive
about
going.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I guess. I just need your guys' opinions on this. Send it to Sarah at HeyFrage or DM me, AJ on the mic. I would love to know if you've ever gone through this or you have thoughts about it.
DM AJ on the mic because you can read them on the podcast.
Oh my God. I would love to, I honestly would love to hear these
That's
responses.
So fascinating.
Because I am for sure, I think, moving, I don't know if we'll last. So we'll see. And this is my first real relationship.
What do you mean you're for sure moving? When?
Well, you're moving too.
You guys, putting in my notice, I'm for sure moving. What? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Not for like another year. One more year.
Okay. I mean, I'm not ready for a contract. I'm not signing my name down. My John Hancock ain't going nowhere.
Please, one more year.
Oh my God.
We haven't even seen the potential of this show yet. You can't go yet. No, you're really
2019
talented.
Like,
I actually want to work with you. Yeah, it's going to be a big year. I do want to tell you guys about two things. Mervis Diamond, of course, we love them. This is the season through the new year to be getting engaged. Even with February coming up and Valentine's Day, MervisDiamond.com. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you? They have great discounts that they're offering all through the month of December, up to 40% off. We're still in the month of December. They have three locations, K Street, Rockville, and Tyson's Corner. You can also check out a big, wide range of inventory online, as I mentioned, at MervisDiamond.com. They also are the top dealer for lab-grown diamonds. Lab-grown diamonds are revolutionary and set to be really big in 2019. They're real diamonds because they're made under real diamond conditions in labs, but they're a fraction of the cost. So super awesome opportunity to get a 1-carat, a 2-carat for basically like half what you would pay for a real diamond. Check out MervisDiamond.com. It's not just for engagements. If you love yourself and you had a fabulous 2018 and you need something for you, they have all kinds of push gifts and they just have boss gifts. Like, you need some fabulous earrings, maybe a tennis bracelet. Head to MervisDiamond.com. We love them. January 8th, we are doing our watch party for Lindsay Lohan. And her new Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. We cannot wait for this show. It's going to be so freaking good. It starts at 7 p.m. here at Podcast Village, which is in Georgetown, but it is RSVP only. You need to go to eventbrite.com. Lindsay Lohan is what you can put in. It'll pop right up there. Or you can go to heyfrage.com and all the details are there. 7 to 9 p.m. It is BYOW. Bring your own wine. Bring your own beer. We're not providing any alcohol for you, but we'll have some light snacks. We'll drink yours. Bring it for us.
We'll have light snacks for you.
Yeah, we'll have certainly light snacks. So we can't wait to see you guys there. And it's going to be great. I think this really is, like we talk about, the resurgence of her career.
100%. And don't you guys want to see her get drunk in Mykonos and, like, yes. yell at people? Hello.
I can't wait.
I've applied. I haven't heard back about my application. Really? I wonder why. It got lost in the mail or something.
I was just cyber world. Reading about her staff. Like, we'll talk about that, like, all the people. But I think you could get on that show.
They were obviously scouted, guys. Nobody actually applied for these jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, below deck, nobody applies for that. Okay?
They're models that yes. then they train, which is why the guy, like, almost fell into the propeller. You know, it's like, obviously, this guy is not the
obviously,
fucking
they
captain.
Haven't been they haven't yeah. been a boat deck aide
Clearly.
For 9 years.
He got wrapped up in that rope and then he was in the propeller. I was like, dude, you have not
Poor
been
guy.
Doing this. I know. That was like
no
so scary.
No experience. No boat experience necessary. It just must be a thought.
Crazy. Here's the story, by the way. These are the most 1,000 people were surveyed recently. They found that a whopping 70% of people think about the one who got away. Not only that, nearly 50% of women would have sex with the one who got away if there were no consequences. And over 65% of men would do the same. But this might not just be in theory. 43% of people are still in touch with the one that got away, which is surprisingly high. Do you believe that? Do you believe that 43% of people listening are still in touch with the one that got away?
That's incredible. Now, the one that got away, your story, you never actually
I've never
made
heard
out,
from him again.
But you never made out or touched
no,
him. You guys were just
no.
good friends. So how do you know you even had good sexual chemistry?
I don't.
You just
I probably, think, I think this was completely in my mind. I think that he was like, hey, you're kind of funny. Come to New York. We'll go to a comedy club. Meanwhile,
sounds good.
I was thinking
sounds
we were
to
madly
me.
In love. So, yeah. I think...
But the one that got away doesn't necessarily have to be somebody you were ever in a relationship with. It's just a really good friend that you think would have been an amazing partner.
See, I really feel like as much crap as I give Dan on this show, like, I feel like if Dan and I broke up, like, I would be thinking about Dan.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I would feel like he's the one, because he's so, like, smart and talented. Yeah. Like, he's so many things.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I would, in, like, my moments of, like, hating him.
Yeah.
I want to go hook up with other people, but then I feel like it would be major regret.
Major regret.
Yeah.
And you've missed him. When you made a mistake, you genuinely felt bad about hurting his feelings.
Yes.
Yeah.
They say that trust issues is on the list. 28% trust issues are really difficult to get past, which is why it's not surprising that they come in at number one. 28% of people who broke up with the one that got away cited trust issues as the reason. Number two is communication.
Yeah.
You hear a lot about communication. It's a good reminder to keep communicating strong. They broke up with the one that got away because of bad communication. Dishonesty was 26%. Dishonesty seems closely related to trust issues, the number one reason that people broke up with the one that got away. Misunderstanding was number 20, was 21%. Can you imagine the person you were meant to be with, you had a misunderstanding, you couldn't communicate through it, and you broke up?
Clearly, they is not the one. And they should have been let away. So, good.
You think if you have a misunderstanding you can't work through, they're not meant to be?
I mean, what kind of misunderstanding? Like, who drank the last of the milk in the milk carton? What? How could nobody get through a misunderstanding?
You're young, you're jealous.
Okay, it's like a hookup and you misunderstood and he really was just like helping her and they just like ended up making out.
That's probably
out.
Mine. That was okay. mine. I was reading the signals like, oh, this
I don't
guy
know.
Wants
he just
me.
Like fell on me. We started hooking up.
Yeah.
Then he catches you and it's all misunderstood.
Number five on the list is lost interest. 17% of people said they broke up with the one who got away because they lost interest. But then many are thinking about and even fantasizing about them years later. Maybe the heart doesn't always know what it truly wants. I believe that. My heart
That's
is so fucking confused.
So true. Oh my God.
That whole bullshit. The heart wants what it wants. Really?
No, it don't.
Mine is like all over the place.
Mine is bipolar.
Mine is too. It's like a circus act. There's so many things going on.
My heart does not know.
I know.
It has a mind of its own and it doesn't communicate with me.
Have you ever thought in your life that maybe you'll be child-free? Like maybe your brother Enrique will just have all the kids and you'll be an aunt?
Well, I beg them. I've begged him for so long because I want to have a lot of kids, but then I see how much work it is. I'm like, all right, scratch.
I know.
Scratch
me too.
That.
I really, that is why I'm like, and I'll tell you, I recently went to see Dr. Mintz and Dr. Mintz was telling me that he's like, the biological clock is real. And he's like, in the next 2 months, like before your next birthday, you need to figure out, are you having a baby or freezing your eggs? I was like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed right now. He's like, I'm dead serious.
I don't know why you guys don't just like go condomless and just like wing
because
it.
Because I'm worried, like, is the kid going to kill my career? Because
no.
like you said, it's so much work. How do you,
I know.
But see, I feel like, how
Dan
do I know?
Dan is going to stay home and you can't, I mean, imagine, okay, so your career is only until you turn, what, until you retire, really. And it's your passion and you still, the podcast allows you to be so passionate about it because you've created such a big thing. But a baby lasts forever. It's your legacy. Don't you want a little Dano? A little Frasiac.
Yeah,
your baby's
going to
be
so
such a personality. You're going to dress it up in little sparkly shoes, or
it's going to be born with a microphone in its hand. I'm going to be Joan and Melissa Rivers. Like, I just had a daughter, and I'm going to force her to fucking be on the red carpet, and I'm going to be the inappropriate mom that's hitting on every guy.
You know our life.
And she's going to be like, Mom.
Our life is made.
What? It's Brad Pitt. He's 80 years old. I just wanted to touch his wang.
Exactly. And imagine how much show content. Whenever we're out to eat or we're doing anything, Sarah's like, oh my God, great show content. This is perfect show content.
All the time.
Having a baby.
Okay,
a whole new audience.
For the show, I will.
Please,
I'm just worried about once it gets here.
For the sake of the show, Sarah, have a child.
I can't wait.
And then basically, I'm the aunt. So really, I'm just, you know.
I love this. More couples in America, according to the New York Times, and especially women, are making the choice to just be aunts or uncles.
Easy peasy.
As you know, the U.S. has reached a record low birth rate for the second consecutive year. Among the top reasons young women cited for not having kids are not having a partner, not being able to afford it, and wanting more leisure time and personal freedom. I'm there. I could just be an aunt to my niece. I feel like it's so great.
I can't wait. And then my brother and fiance, they're... I don't know how many kids they'll have. They're kind of...
What are they thinking?
Well, I want them to have at least three. And they're looking at me. They waited a long time. They're like 34, 35. And I don't know how many they're going to pop out because they waited a while. So...
Really?
I think she...
Wait, is she older? How old is she?
She's a year older. 30s? So she's 35. He's 34. And she says that she only wants one. But her mom and my mom are looking at her like she's crazy. We're like, you've got to have more than one. Are you insane?
A lot of people are having just one kid. That's crazy.
I don't know. I want them to have a six.
They say that there's more support groups, whether it's online or meetup, of just aunts and uncles talking about how they're supporting their niece or nephew, but they don't want any.
Support groups. It's like AA. Hi, my name's Andrea, and I'm an aunt to four beautiful children. They give me such highs.
The lows are really bad, but, lows, you know, I give them back to the parents, and then, you know,
I Andrea, and then everybody says hi to me. I can't wait to be on an aunt group like that. Hi, Andrea.
I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, I grew up with gunkles and I loved them. And they never had any regrets not having kids. They like loved being the great gay uncles that you call me. Like, they would just like take us on shopping sprees. We'd have great time with them. They'd buy us alcohol in high school.
Yes.
But then they were like, go back to your parents.
Can't wait to be doing that. I can't wait to just... demoralize all my little babies that aren't even mine. You've got to have kids so I can demoralize yours. Thanks.
No problem. Okay.
It depends on what kind of lifestyle you want to have. You know, if you're more of a free person and you can't plan shit, me, probably shouldn't have kids. If you like to drink four nights out of the week, probably shouldn't have a kid. Diapers? What are those?
Diapers? What are those?
I have to be sober for 9 months? Ugh.
You're so funny. I feel like these shows have been your best work recently.
Wow.
I know, you really are. You're really on point today. You're like really taking it. It's like a new you. What happened to you? Have you like been doing some soul searching or meditation?
Well, remember how I started going to therapy?
Well, did you start going?
Well, I made an appointment, guys.
So that's like it. That's like the revolution. You haven't even been to the therapist yet, and this has changed you. This seems like a lighter you.
Oh, really?
You seem happy. You seem focused. I don't know what it is.
I got back in the gym. T minus 2 months until Christmas, and I don't know what it is, guys. I've just been feeling low energy. I drink 3 cups of coffee to 4 cups of coffee a day.
You mean T minus 2 months until
the
summer
wedding.
Or the wedding?
The wedding.
Okay, gotcha.
My brother's getting married, so obviously I've got to be in shape, shed for the wed. the wedding's all about me. I'm a bridesmaid, so I got to be looking good up the altar.
You seem like light and filled with comedy, and you just are like owning it. You're like owning the shows. You're like, boom, boom.
Am I being a little bit of Paul who just like takes over?
No.
He's so talented, but I can't. No, you need to tell me if I ever need to shut up.
No, I never tell Paul when he needs to shut up.
He's so talented, but really, I never get a word in edgewise.
Paul, like, this is my thing. I always say this. I worked with, for many years, as you guys know, I worked with radio personalities who would cut you off, cut your mic off. Like, they had to be the loudest voice. They had to talk the most. And I always found it obnoxious because they're just, when you're on a radio show, TV show, whatever it is, live talk show, okay, and you have a co-host or like co-host, there are days when you're going to be red hot. There are days when they're going to be red hot. Like, what we do is basically improv, okay?
Right.
And you have to be confident enough in yourself to go, you know what? Today is Andrea's day. Tomorrow, I'll bring it. Because there's just going to, no matter what, there are going to be days you cannot You can't be funny. You can't be on.
Right.
And it drove me nuts that the men, it was mostly men that I worked with that would do this, could never, like, they couldn't let you have the last word. Like, they had to get the last thing in. It would be like,
I hate that.
Like, whether it was their cackle. So I always, when I had my own show, I always said, I really want to work with people that are so fucking talented, that bring the funny. And I'm going to let them be them. So when Paul's on, I know you and I are not going to really talk.
We're like ready to just let him have the show.
We're going to feed him basically topics and lines. And he's going to be like, well, let me tell you. And then he goes on to a
4 scores and 15 years ago.
18-minute long story about Bismarck 8. Like, I just know it's coming. But that's the beauty of Paul. Like, I love.
I know.
Paul is one of a kind entertainer and fabulous storyteller. And people want to live Paul's life.
It's true.
So
and thank you for letting other people have a little bit of the light and the attention, you know, the mic.
What people like, what the guys that I worked with didn't really understand was
the show is better when everybody's slowing.
And even if, like, what they never could be confident in is if you sat back, you end up getting credit for it because you're bringing on incredible talent that people fall in love with.
It is your show. Hey, Frasch.
Hello. I love listening to you. I like you're so fucking funny. You have so much talent.
Well, you too. This is the Christmas
season,
guys.
Which is why we're branding ourselves as Penn & Teller. Who else? Key and Peele?
Key and Peele.
Yeah, those guys worked together for a long time.
Oh, incredible.
And the difference was they got paid. So far, we're struggling a little. We got to put up that... We definitely, you guys, we want to stay together for like one more year. So will you support us on a
Patreon website? Will you pay for
Let's just
for
do that.
Content?
Let's put it up.
I promise you, it will be.
We're going to add another show.
Your content. For sure, we're adding a weekly. So 3 days a week.
3 days a week. We're adding another show. And
we're doing small little videos where you get bits of Sarah's life, bits of my life. Heavily produced segments.
Heavily produced. I mean, a ton of work. And basically, we want to stay together. So can you come up with an extra $5 a month to put towards our Patreon? And then that will keep AJ here.
It truly will.
That's
we'll
all
bring
we
you,
need.
We'll bring you fire content, I promise. I will start taking my shirt off with Sarah. Provided there's money involved.
That's what you need to do. Oh, my God. It'd be so perfect. Here we never got to this story earlier, but here are the drinks that are going to be hot in 2019. Thor's Hammer. Have you drank any lavender drinks?
No.
One of the upcoming drinks that's going to be hot in 2019 is going to be lavender infused drinks, whether it's cocktails or a mix of cinnamon, honey, lavender syrup, steamed milk, and espresso. That sounds so good.
I'm about it. Does it have any health benefits?
Doesn't seem like it. Seems like no. How about cardamom? Have you ever had cardamom coconut cold brew?
No. Cardamom is in what's in rye bread, right? It's that strange herb that it tastes almost like sesame, but with a zing.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I've had it. It's very good. It would be a little herby, though. I don't know about a cold brew, but I guess cold brew already tastes so strong, like, you know, the cocoa bean. So
what about maple lattes and anything with oat milk? Continue to see the trend in 2019 of maple lattes and oat milk. It's really hot.
Oat milk. So not only do we have almond milk.
Now we've got oat milk.
Now we've
and
got
it's non-dairy.
Oat milk.
Yeah.
I'm such an easy coffee drinker. I don't really drink... I'll drink an espresso shot or cold brew, but lattes, I've never gotten into like the lattes, the fraps.
Lattes, fraps.
The mocha whips. I'm like.
And they say anything with CBD oil, add-ons. Those are going to be really hot.
Well, honey.
We want
I'm
all that.
For that.
Yeah. Helps calm anxiety, less shakiness, less jitters through a CBD infused drink. Okay. Oh my God. Give
we'll
us,
all be high.
Please.
But CBD is like the good stuff.
Right. You don't get the THC. You got to have THC to get high. I know.
Right.
I figured that out from Dr. Mintz. I was bummed. I know, because I was like, oh,
does
I'll
he
just
give
like
us samples? Where are the samples?
He's unfortunately like a legit doctor.
Damn it.
I know.
We gotta
know.
Stop
you
working
don't get
with
any...
illegitimate shit.
I know, we really do.
I want freebies.
Yeah, we gotta get our grow doctor on here. Somehow I feel like he might not be licensed.
Yo, his shit is the realest. I mean,
I had one hit of his shit. He's like, now don't smoke the seeds. I was like, okay. So I went and took my little bowl and I put all the leaves in. And these are homegrown. Like, so organic, he wipes his ass with it. I mean, straight up. He
That's
gave
like
me
a bad
some.
Thing to say around here. Because there's so many puns around that. I mean, there's some people here that don't wipe their ass, so.
We've mentioned it before, guys, but there is a stench, Mike. Will we say stench, really? I don't even know. It's like a pungent
a odor. Smell, an ode of asshole, if you will. That's just around.
Ode to asshole perfume.
There's an ode of asshole.
It's also meets butt crack meets anus.
There've been too many inside jokes. I feel like there've been too many inside jokes in the past couple of shows. No, I mean, honestly, because we really need to just like I can't even. Yeah, I mean,
guys,
I can't even.
Patreon, if you pay for the shows, we'll release it all.
Yeah, Patreon. We're gonna do one in 2019, and if you want names, you've got to pay, and then we name names on the money.
Names.
And we'll tell you exactly who they are and who smells like asshole.
Get a good whiff of that. What were we talking about?
I don't even know. Oh, CBD oil. And then so you were like, smoke the best weed of your life from the Grow Doc, who isn't Dr. Mintz, basically.
Right, no, not Dr. Mintz.
Like, he can't really prescribe you anything.
No, yeah, he's the DC Grow Doctor. He's all in the circle of podcasters. Anyway, his weed is so strong.
Just name names, but... You know.
Not to name names or anything. He'll give you the best weed ever. I mean, it's so organic, like I said. Yeah, one hit of that, I was out.
Wow.
Out like a light.
Like, went to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I usually smoke before bed. But apparently, it's not, doesn't give
you
the,
like a waste?
It doesn't give you the best sleep. Well, sometimes I've had so much coffee and I come home from such a late, big day. And I just, it helps me go to sleep in like 2 minutes. I'm just out. I'm so tired already. My body's exhausted, but I've just given myself so much adrenaline by caffeine.
Like, do you smoke weed at your parents' house, or where do you go? Just down
it's
the alley?
It's very hard. It's
don't notice?
No, they're already asleep, and I have a little system. I shouldn't say I do it every night. I do it on those days where I've just been going, and I need to just like fall asleep because I got to wake up in like 5 hours. And I also enjoy recreational smoking weed, but I digress. So we have a back room that has a back porch. I'll go out there sometimes. I take my little contraption, I blow it out the window, and nobody smells a damn thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope
good
that it,
system.
You know, it just like goes away by the morning. Cause you know, my mom comes in there every morning. Andrea, want to say some prayers?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom. Hashtag living with your parents.
I did want to do this story really quick, and then we'll get into four things that are popping. But they're saying that new research shows that inherited trauma shapes your health, which I thought of you because I feel like this too. Like, you know, I've obviously been through trauma with like losing my parent at a young age. But they say that they've done research with Ashkenazi Jews, and they say that even though like kids today who are born or descended from Ashkenazi Jews still have the anxiety, like some of the anxiety, the PTSD that carries through for generations. Isn't that crazy? So like if you had a grandparent that was like in World War II and they like suffered significant trauma, like that is passed on through like genes. Isn't that crazy?
So is that supposed to help and make them stronger people? Like genetically it makes, because this article is saying it makes them stronger?
Yeah. It says that it helps you recognize maybe some of your own mental health conditions. They found that the sons of Union Army soldiers who endured grueling conditions as prisoners of war were more likely to die young than the sons of soldiers who were not prisoners. This is despite the fact that the sons were born after the war, so they couldn't have experienced its horrors personally. In other words, it seemed like the stresses of war were getting passed down between generations. The effects on longevity showed up for the sons of men who were imprisoned in between the years of 1863 and 1864, when conditions in POW camps were especially bad. Because the study authors controlled for other factors that might have influenced the son's longevity, like socioeconomic status and the quality of parents' marriages, they believe this effect on mortality is working through epigenetics.
Absolutely incredible.
This is so fascinating. If you want to read more about it, I just think it's good. It's from The Atlantic, and it's called Inherited Trauma Shapes Your Health. You can read more about it because it's a pretty detailed. But I thought that was really fascinating. Like, it just, when you think about that, it makes a lot of sense.
It really does.
Yeah, it really.
What trauma have I experienced? I don't know.
A lot. Like, I mean, I feel like you're living it to some degree.
Past. Yes, definitely. My mom being blind, that has made me so empathetic to people. I just want to help her. And I realize that life is so much harder than, you know, be thankful for everything you have. Seriously.
I guess it's like what your grandparents went through, too. Like, did they go through it? I mean,
my dad's mom came here as a cook. She was scouted in Mexico to come here, and she cooked for a family in Georgetown for a long time.
Wow.
Mexican cuisine, the authentic
Oh my God. Well, she must have been through some shit. I mean.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh my
God. So what that's, been passed down.
Possibly. Maybe I'm, not a good cook, so.
Didn't quite get that gene. Anyway, four things that are popping. We end the show with all the things that are big in celebrity culture. Nick Jonas says that he's excited to have kids with Priyanka Chopra.
They baby's about to be mixed.
Oh my God.
They gotta be gorgeous.
They're gonna be beautiful. I mean, who wouldn't be excited to have kids with her? Like, that's a no. How is this a story?
Nick Jonas is like, I'm excited to go have sex with my wife now and procreate. Same.
She's gorgeous. Ugh.
Can't wait. They better have many kids. I can never remember their damn names. Who's his brother?
Well, he is Joe Jonas.
Joe. I was going to say, make Joe a happy uncle. Have five kids.
Kourtney Kardashian says that she politely turned down advances from John Mayer. John Mayer, of course, who you know has dated several
celebrities. John Mayer looks homeless, yo.
You're not a fan?
No. I love his music, but no.
This singer and songwriter recently put himself out there when he ran into Kardashian at a GQ Men of the Year party. And he allegedly used the pickup line, it was, quote, sweet serendipity when they met and suggested that they, quote, meet up again soon.
Wait. Do they have his pickup line there? Because I'll respond in my Kourtney voice.
I guess the pickup line was, he says that let's create sweet serendipity and let's meet again soon. Basically setting her up for, let's be serendipitous and meet again.
That sounds horrible, and like I would just like never touch your body.
Well, that's basically what she said to him. You nailed it, really. Source says that Kourtney completely turned him down and was not interested. They had no connection, according to E! News.
Ew. I'm just like done, and like you are not hot, and like bye.
Ooh, he'd be a hot stepdaddy. I think he's kind of oddly attractive.
Eunice Benjima.
Leah Remini says that other famous Church of Scientology members literally run from her. She was also recently on Bravo, and she says that anytime she runs into or is anywhere near the presence of, say, like Elizabeth Moss or anyone who isn't who is a Scientologist, they literally run away from her.
Well, they have to, because
she says it's, quote, really sad to watch, you know, because it's like, I really don't mean them any harm, but I know how they feel. I remember how I felt when I saw people who I was taught and brainwashed into believing were the devil. It's sad to see them react to me that way, where I'm like, I'm me. I don't mean you any harm. I want you to do well in your life. I promise you, Remini says.
Mm.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I know. Really sad. I'm glad she got out. You know,
but you have mixed feelings about her, right? You're not like a huge fan?
No. Well...
Of Leah Remini. I really like her. I watched the first season. I thought it was awesome.
You liked it? I've got to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. I watched a documentary that was on...
celebrities in Scientology?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's just wild. Like, the whole thing is crazy. Like crazy. But I liked it. I just feel like now it's kind of repetitive. Like, look, we know they're crazy. We know they, like, hunt you down. Right. And actually, I do have a really crazy story. On the radio one time years ago, we were kind of joking about Scientology when it really came out that Tom Cruise was sort of, like, crazy.
Jumping on Oprah's couch.
And I had a Scientologist email me from Maryland.
What?
Yeah, and she was like... basically kind of like that threatening overtone, like, we're listening, and I just ignored it, and I never responded or anything. We're listening. You really don't know what you're talking about. You should come. You should, you know, expose yourself. Like,
we
don't speak negatively of other religions. And
yeah, because you're not allowed to, because you're kept up. No, I love Leah Remini, especially King of Queens. Loved that.
Oh, that used to be so good. Lastly, BuzzFeed has out the 19 funniest yet wholesome mom texts of 2018. Do you ever get any really funny texts from Carol, your mom?
Oh, well, she can't text anymore, so it's usually just gibberish. Like, happy... She can't text anymore. She can't see your phone. So she'll sometimes voice it, and it just never comes out what she means.
I
miss these mom texts. Read them to me.
One mom wanted to show encouragement. Make that final your bitch.
I miss texting my mom.
The mom who had some good advice. Mom, so no, what's up? Chill out. Eat soup and stop crying. Okay, will do. Wise words. That was it. Mom wrote, no, what's up? Chill out. Eat soup. Stop crying. Okay, that one was horrible. And then the mom who had a very important question about emojis, and she sends the eggplant. Why is this now a penis? And then the kid writes
mom.
Back, the peach. The same reason this is a butt. She goes, oh, that's a butt. I didn't know that the peach was a butt.
I would have so much fun, actually. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Those are hilarious. Look, you guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to head on to iTunes. Hit Hey Frasier and leave us a review. Hit 5 stars. Tell us what you love about the podcast. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. the cast pod. Leave us 5 stars. Donate on our Patreon.
5 stars. I'll take my shirt off.
We'll take our clothes off. We'll see my misshapen tits. Hey, friends alike.